This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's the Lincoln quote for you. We must disenthrall ourselves. This is one of the most unusual sentences Lincoln ever wrote. Disenthrall may not even be a word. It's not in my old Webster's. Lincoln may have taken his cue from Shakespeare and invented a word, a new combination, to say what he meant. Shakespeare coined words like a mint. For example, heartfelt expression he came up with to think feelingly. Lincoln loved language, and he knew as a lawyer how powerful the right word could be. He knew as a poet, and he was, how memorable the right word was. He argued with a congressional editor about putting the word sugar-coated in the record of a speech. He thought the South had been fed too much sugar-coated ideology about slavery for too long, and he told his editor-critic that there would never be a time in American history when anybody could be confused as to what he meant by sugar-coating and what he meant by calling the Southerners having been sugar-coated with their ideas about slavery. So what about this word disenthrall? Was it such a perfect word for what he meant? It's at the end of a long speech, a document delivered to Congress in December of 62. He is trying to find a solution to the institution of slavery. The speech contains several elaborate plans and new ideas for a legal solution to slavery. But the main thing is, he is thinking. He is thinking about it long and hard, and he is calling on Congress to think about it too. He says we must act anew, do something we've never done before. But he is also saying that we must think anew, we must think in new ways, think in ways we have not thought before. Now, we can imagine just how anxious and afraid Americans were in 1862, with the country literally falling apart and people beginning to kill each other in war all over America. With such enormous and new stress, it would be easy to find a slogan solution. Many people did just that, but Lincoln was not a slogan thinker. He was not an ideological thinker either. He did not have a partisan solution. He was, for example, not an abolitionist devoted to their one idea. So what did he mean by saying disenthrall ourselves? He could have said disengage or disentangle or even disentrance. Now, the word thrall had an original meaning of slave. If a person was in thrall to someone, they were enslaved. This is a powerful root meaning. But Lincoln is not just saying that we must free the slaves. He's also saying it means that we are slaves ourselves, slaves to old ideas, slaves to the institution of slavery. It was a big task, he was asking. Free your minds. We know how anxiety and fear enslaves the mind. Mindful meditation was not a popular practice in America in 1862. So to free the mind was a psychological and spiritual trial of great magnitude. In fact, Lincoln called it a fiery trial. As a spiritual leader, as well as a political leader, Lincoln called on Americans to rise with the most difficult situation ever faced, national demise. So too, we may disenthrall ourselves, and then too, we may save our country and be lighted down in honor, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, The Spiritual Life of Abraham Lincoln.